What's your name?
Jason Bond is expert at fighting off Wall Street's evils and deciphering the market's patterns so that he can make insightful, decisive moves.
Can you tell me anything about it?
He's always got his eye on the market, and now he's bringing his picks to MoneyLife.
It's very kind of you to spare me so much of your time.
Whether the market has you shaken or stirred,
your luck has just changed.
You'll want to know what's happening on Jason Bond's Watch.
To us, Mr. Bond, we are the best.
Yes, Jason Bond is here. He is the editor at Jason Bond Picks. He is one of the founders of RagingBull.com and the Raging Bull community. If you want more information, JasonBondPicks.com. He's on Twitter at Jason Bond Picks. You can also get more information about Raging Bull and the entire community at RagingBull.com. And Jason, in case you have not seen his appearances here before, listen to his appearances here. He is a swing trader who typically is looking for good technical setups, but he doesn't mind a nice outside catalyst, and he's got one today. Jason Bond, welcome back to Money Life.
Hey, Chuck. Always love being here. Thanks for having me.
Today, we're following up on a piece that you actually wrote on the Raging Bull site on Wednesday, where you're talking about Fannie Mae. This is a case where it's combining charts and news, and the news is lawsuits, right?
Yeah, we're talking about a release from the conservatorship to drive the stock to what I think could be somewhere between $10 and $20. It's really hard to price it here, but it's a pretty simple story of the government bailed them out, and Fannie Mae paid off that bailout, but the government continues to sweep the profits. So we've got this company that, if the profits went back to the shareholders, would be priced 10 plus, and honestly, I think the valuation is probably closer to $18 to $20, and we're talking about overnight. So it's a long shot because it's tied up in the courts, and you've got people on both sides of the argument here. But the other day, when it started to make a bottom around $2.50, you know, I put together my notes on this one again. I've had a lot of luck on this, and I'll talk about that in a moment, but I put together my notes again because I think now that we're getting into the tax reform with Trump, healthcare was a fail, but tax reform looks like it's a little more possible. That's where this Fannie Mae thing fits in. And so the speculation is going to start to get rampant again, and the fight is going to heat up here. And so there's a chance that shareholders get that money back. And if they do, boom. And I'm telling you, it's going to be a big score. But there's a little bit of risk involved as well.
This is a stock that has been languishing for a long time as it went through all of the troubles. It went from being a pillar of Wall Street to a penny stock. Obviously, the reward here is what you wind up getting if the lawsuits go away and you see that pop that puts it into the high teens or the 20s. So that is a massive reward on a $2 or $3 stock. But the risk here, how do you quantify risk and reward in something like this, especially when you're a swing trader and you don't want to hold things for like 5 years to get the payoff?
That's the difficult thing with being a swing trader. Once in a while, you run across a story or an opportunity that's just too good to pass on. If we rewind to when Trump won the presidency, 6 months prior to that, I wrote an article on my website that said, hey, listen, if Trump becomes the candidate, Fannie Mae goes up. If Trump wins, Fannie Mae soars. And so I was up late the night of the election. I was probably in my third or fourth glass of wine, to be honest, because it was becoming obvious that Trump had a chance. And so I just kept sitting around, sipping a glass of wine. And long story short, at probably 3 a.m., it was obvious it was going to win. I fell asleep. I woke up in the morning, and I remembered that I wrote that article 6 months ago. If Trump wins, Fannie Mae is going to soar. And so I checked the price, and it hadn't moved a penny. There was no gap in the price action. I thought, all right, I'm either crazy or I should get in there and buy the stock. I bought a boatload of shares. It was trading in the ones at the time. It went to $5 within a month. I sold it in the twos. Within a week, it was $2 to $3 higher. And then you can see back in February, it fell right off the chart because there was a hit to the stock based on whether or not the profits would return to shareholders. And on that particular day, it looked like they wouldn't. So it fell from the low fours all the way down to the twos. And so it's been channeling between the low twos and threes. And just today, we're breaking out above a major moving average. So when it comes to swing trading, like we put this article out earlier in the week, as you noted. And today I was up 20%. $11,000 already on my swing position. I've got it long as well, 10,000 shares, I was up $6,000 on that. So I'm sitting here looking at $17,000 in profit, and it's huge in the last 2 days, and I'm thinking, okay, do I change my mind here and not play for 10 plus and just take that 17 grand, or do I let it ride? And then I think back to the last time where I took my profits too quickly and I left literally over $100,000 on the table within a month. So I'm letting it ride this time. I want to see if something develops for the primary reason that Trump could use a win. Releasing the profits back to shareholders is a sign of deregulation, and I think that's where he wants to be. So with tax reform going on right now, I think we're going to hear more about this, maybe some executive orders, maybe something in the courts. It's really difficult to follow this one. There's so many bits and pieces.
I want to make sure my audience can also follow your trades, because you purchased 10,000 shares currently. You have 10,000 shares that you bought at 252, and we're now talking about a stock that has popped above three. You talked about having a swing trade, and when you wrote the article on Raging Bull the other day, you were intending to add 10,000 more. So where
So yesterday I bought 20,000 shares. Sorry, I should have made that clear. The article went out at 8:45 a.m. Wednesday. Probably around 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I picked up 20,000 shares in my swing portfolio at 262. So today, when it hit 320, I was up 60 cents a share on 20,000 shares, another $12,000 in profit.
So I want
them in my and long term now.
Will you treat this differently in terms of your selling out? Because in the article that you had on Wednesday on the site, you were talking about a target of 10 plus. I just want to know, will you treat some of this like a swing trade and take your profits on the way up? And what's the area where you'll start taking profits to basically lock yourself in on green and still let it ride?
I'm going to let both positions ride for right now. I'm going to see if this story plays out and turns into a really big win. That's something that I kind of contemplated today, being up, you know, the stock was up 20% since my entry yesterday. The long-term position, obviously, even more. And again, that's why I bring up the Trump election. When I bought, I think it was 40 or 80,000 shares in the ones back when Trump won the election. I sold those in the twos. Again, I made $50,000 or somewhere around there. But then within 2 weeks, it did continue to soar like I predicted. Even conservatively, if I didn't come close to hitting the top, I left well over $100,000 on the table.
Right.
So with the two positions I have right now, the 30,000 share, I'm letting these ride for a little while. I'm pretty close to technical support on the entry. So worst case scenario, so long as we don't run into really bad news, I'm going to give away some of the profits. I can always add more on the
And tip. You're going to wind up raising your stops along the way to make sure that this stays a green trade, correct?
Yeah, I never like to allow a winner to turn to even or an even trade to turn to a loss. So I always say green is better than even. No matter how much you were up before, don't break even on the trade if you're up. So yeah, I'll raise the stops along the way. I don't have anything in mind right now. That I've been in a long-term trade for a while, but the swing trade just started yesterday, and I'll probably just hold that for a few weeks to a few months. If this deregulation goes in our favor, if tax reform goes in our favor, this could really pop, even if the profits don't get swept back to the shareholders. Just the speculation could drive it.
So
and at that time, you know, I think in the fours or fives, if it were to get there in the short term, that'd be a great place to take profit. It's historically not gotten through there.
Jason, great stuff as always. Fannie Mae, both a swing trade and a longer-term trade. You're in it, and you're still looking for more. Great stuff. Thanks as always. We'll talk to you again soon.
Sure. All right, man.
Jason Bond, everybody. He is the editor at Jason Bond Picks. And if you want to find out what he is picking besides Fannie Mae, jasonbondpicks.com. It's part of the RagingBull.com community. He's on Twitter at Jason Bond Picks. All right, up next, it's the Money Life Market Call. Michael Roomberg will be here from the Miller Howard Drill Bit to Burner Tip Fund, making his maiden voyage next. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.